Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning, my favorite hour of the week. I hope it's the same for you. Well, we have a new president. Today in Los Angeles, we have a new air quality. We're having El Niño. We need it. We got it. 2017 is going to be a great year. If this is going to be a great year for you as it relates to your health, what I want you to do is dig a little deeper. Lots of change over the next 4 years, no doubt, one way or the other. I think we all agree, regardless of politics, things are not standing still anymore. So don't let it stand still for your health. And my advice to you is dig deeper. You're going to need to for today's show. I have a wacky title for you today. I'm trying to explain to you today the real insider's view on how organs heal. Your organ. Your symptom that's going to become your disease, hopefully not, or maybe already is your disease, of whatever organ you're having problems with, the eye, the ears, the nose, the brain, the liver, the kidneys, your joints, whatever. There's a whole science, and there's a whole simple science for you to digest if you're passionate enough, so that you can understand the real principles behind which those organs that are going down the hill can start to regenerate tissue. Now, you got to dig deeper, as I said. So if you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is called Straight Talk on Health. And why is that? Because it's not a superfluous show. And superfluous in the sense that it's going to ask you to just do the little things that, well, we hope are going to make the difference. But if you're that kind of person that's done the little things, that's taken the supplements, that's done the cleanses, that has just a gentle interest in health enough to get you to tune into a show once a week or whatever, if you're that kind of person that's really seeking deeper answers because whatever you're learning so far hasn't cut it, it hasn't allowed you to get to where you want to go, this is the show for you. So today's title, explaining how organs heal, perfusion, drainage, and regeneration. Three words, perfusion, drainage, and regeneration. And those of you on the website, you turn to picture number one. Those of you who don't know the website, get to straighttalk.cc. That's not .com, that's .cc with two T's. Why? Well, I've got a picture there, picture number one, and where we're going to start today's show is a healthy, normal human cell. That's you as a teenager. That's you when you could eat anything, do anything, not sleep, not eat, overeat, eat late, anything. And your body just turned it around, and 10 minutes later, you didn't know you even did it. You could insult yourself relentlessly, as many of us did. Insult yourself, insult your health relentlessly, only to find that it made no difference. The next day, you were you, and life was beautiful. That's when your cells, each cell, basic unit of life, as most of us understand that, could regenerate itself and maintain its physiology, its biology, with exquisite elegance, exquisite efficiency. Those were, as some of us term it, the good old days. Now that cell, at some point, because the conduits or the passageways into the cell, that being the capillary, and the passageways out of the cell, that being the venous system, that being the lymphatic system, that balance between what you're putting in and what you're draining out of the cell. When those conduits, those passageways, begin to get clogged, the cell finds itself in a troubled state. What we do that creates degeneration as you age is effectively a sustained embargo. We know the word embargo, right? We, in embargo countries, we have a problem with. The United Nations gets together and says, okay, we're not going to drop a nuke on this country. We're going to embargo it. So we choke it out. It's a slow death rather than an instantaneous one. Well, that's what happens to your organ systems. They start to choke themselves out, meaning perfusion in. To perfuse is to send it in. The blood that we're sending in, well, it's not getting there. It's not getting there in the right way. We're going to get more specific about that. And then once it gets there, if it gets there, how it gets there, whatever's supposed to leave that cell or drain out of it through the venous system, well, that becomes problematic too. So one step towards symptom, one step towards disease, and all the steps before disease, right? Before that cell becomes diseased and you know you're in trouble, and you know you got to put health on the A-list, and you know you got to start looking for answers. Before that cell becomes diseased, well, you kind of knew it was coming, but you didn't do anything about it because you didn't have to. That's not a judgment. Who wants to spend money, spend time doing things that, well, might otherwise be done with things you enjoy doing, and start putting money and time into your health? That's not really what most of us choose to do. Okay, that's kind of understandable. Well, that's not what we choose to do. And so what we're left with then, inevitably, is a cell that starts to sit in its terrain or an environment that it doesn't like, and it starts to change progressively its shape, its form. The cell will become hyperplastic, meaning it'll become fat. The cell will start to change the way it looks, meaning metaplastic. It'll finally become dysplastic. Ladies with your cervical exams, the cervix, the female cervix. When you find out that you're grade 1 or grade 2 and you have cervical dysplasia, you know this word. Before we have dysplasia, we have metaplasia. Before we have metaplasia, we have the cell just bloating up and looking kind of funny. Now, when we get to extreme dysplasia, what the cell is saying is it's looking out into its environment and it's going, this is bad. Whatever's out there in between the cells, whatever the perfusion and drainage part of it is, it's so imbalanced that my environment is so toxic, I'm going to start changing forms and shapes. And you can take that to dysplasia, to extreme dysplasia, all the way to what we call anaplasia, which is malignancy. And there's lots of variations on that. If the cell doesn't go all the way to anaplasia, it may detour and it may start committing apoptosis, what we call suicide. It may become senescent, which means senile or useless. But today's show is to focus on the fact that to do this, you've got to start to create perfusion problems. You've got to start to create drainage problems. And before that cell goes to any of those metaplastic, dysplastic, anaplastic states, before you are on your way to the hospital because you got a big problem now, before you get there, the toxins are building up because of a perfusion drainage issue. So we're laying down concepts. I want you to understand these concepts today. I want you to get away from the notion that something that's been brewing in your body for 5 years, 10 years, 20 years is a simple quick fix. It's a supplement. It's an adjustment. It's a few acupuncture treatments. I mean, I got to tell you the truth. I watch people do this all the time. Little kids all the way up to people in their 90s. They get hit with serious things that are threatening a life on dangerous pharmaceuticals or dangerous surgeries with lots of side effects. And they trot into the alternative field. And they talk to me about how they did the local trip to the acupuncturist and to the chiropractor. And it's not that that's a bad thing to do. But they have this notion. They have this idea that they're just going to, well, be rescued by the holistic practitioner. Your acupuncturist is going to rescue you and save you and more or less just put you in the right direction, and then it's all going to work. And although I hope that's the case for you, often it's not the case. And that's not a bad thing, but it leaves you in the lurch. If you're facing a surgery, you're facing a life on meds, and you try a holistic practitioner, an acupuncturist, a chiropractor, a nutritionist, any of the people out there that can help, you may be left in the dark because, you see, ultimately, you've got to take your understanding to a deeper level. Otherwise, it's too scary. And that tension isn't good for you. So take a little time and just dig in, because this stuff is, it's fascinating stuff. To understand your symptom and your disease as just a product of a buildup of lots of snot in between the cells that the drainage systems aren't handling, I think that's a very empowering illumination. In fact, it just might be that you're on this healing journey to illuminate yourself. And knowledge is part of that illumination. You have to have faith and knowledge, and as the two reciprocate off each other, you feel more confident when you have to bear down and dig into the trenches. That's a winning approach. I'm giving you a winning approach. You have to create your healing, and you have to look at it as a journey, and you have to have a foundation. That foundation is here today for you. So, perfusion is the blood flow in. Drainage is the blood flow out. If you get less than optimal, you get a buildup in between the cell, and then the cell begins to change its form, and we begin to deteriorate. Now, concept. There's the capillary in, there's the capillary out, blood flow in, blood flow out. But there's something else too. There's also the lymphatic system. So around that cell is a capillary bringing blood in. Around that cell is a vein bringing blood out, a capillary bringing blood away. And then the water in between the cells, the extracellular matrix. That matrix, that water, is also regulated through the lymphatic system. So we have another channel now, other than capillary infusion, capillary drainage, we have lymphatic flow to handle the water in between the cell. That's three conduits. Arterial blood in through the capillary, arterial venous blood out through the capillary. And then we have to consider the lymphatic flow. Those three conduits are interfacing in that cell. Those three conduits, passages, are determining what the extracellular environment looks like.